And welcome to Stop the Presses on the 17th of January, 2022. Your host live today, Mark Anderson. And I'm joined by Ronald F. Avery of Seguin. He does the video simulcast. All the bells and whistles are working today, right, Ron?
Yes, I'm even got the encoder on and we're streaming.
It's a good thing. There's so many bells and whistles and so many moving parts, ladies and germs out there. It's sometimes not easy to make it all work. It's a miracle that it even does work.
True.
That's for sure. And at any rate, the live stream of this show, which is usually the case, we do that. And that's livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, /stop the presses. And I'll announce this again, but I just confirmed about a half hour ago that Rudy Davis, who lives near Dallas, will be the guest on this show this coming Wednesday. And Rudy has a prison ministry kind of website, a Christian-oriented you might say a compilation of a lot of what he calls political prisoners in the U.S. And one of them is P.F. Laser, who's been a subject on this show quite often. And Laser, of course, as I've noted, is in the Salinas Valley, California prison near Soledad. And he's the one that is desperately trying to get paroled and get out before he gets an anticipated COVID jab that, due to his personal chemical sensitivities, he believes it would kill him. And I am in a state of regret to announce that as of the 12th of January, I believe it was, his last attempt at parole was denied.
Well,
I've been quite taken aback by that. He's been in since 1983, as noted. His original sentence was 17 years. He was supposed to get half of that on good behavior, which was achieved back then. He should have been out in 1992, the year my son was born, who's 29 now.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, and what he has learned is that the prison system is, once you're in there, see, that what always puzzles me, and Rudy Davis will shed a lot of light on this when he's on this show this coming Wednesday, and he's got a whole compilation of these other political prisoners. Some of us might remember Ed and Elaine Brown from 2007 in New Hampshire when there was some tax resistance. I don't remember all the details. I wrote about it for AFP back then, but the Browns are on there. I believe Elaine got out and she's free and Ed is still in prison without looking it up. But there's a long list of these political prisoners on Rudy's website. He'll explain the whole thing this coming Wednesday. But what puzzles me to no end is this notion that you do something that's against the law, some allegedly heinous crime, you go to prison. One reason they put you in prison is because that way you can't hurt anybody in general society. You're sequestered from general society, although the difference between prison and general society is diminishing all the time. Taxes, the debt-based money system, you name it, the walls are closing in. But why is it that it's so important how you behave once you're in there when you're in there for how you behaved before you got there? And I've read some very convincing articles, and I'm not going to belabor it. We'll get Rudy on here Wednesday to really get into this. But I've read some very convincing articles that say it's very difficult to have perfect behavior in a prison environment because you're already in an environment loaded with risks, loaded with other prisoners who don't want to see you free, who are envious, who have personal vendettas against you perhaps. So to go through prison day to day without ever looking like you did something slightly off kilter is very difficult because it's prison. It's fraught with snares. It's fraught with unanticipated, unexpected challenges. And so they hold these prisoners to these impossibly high standards that politicians themselves could never, ever, even outside of prison, meet.
Yeah. Tough. Tough deal.
It really is incredible. It's like, you know, let's have a couple mulligans here. Let's cut some slack.
Well, one thing that still troubles me is how they have you get a certain sentence, and you I don't see how they can increase your sentence you've been given in these parole hearings. It looks like as soon as you've done your time that you were given by the court system, you should be able to get out without a parole hearing at all. Just that's it. You served your time. Adios. Here's your belongings, and you know, good luck.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an inmate and you did something really outside the boundaries, like killed another prisoner or killed a staffer, then wouldn't you go to court again and you'd be tried for that as a separate matter, right?
Sure. Yeah.
You're not, you know, some lesser transgression. I threw a spoon at the director or something. I threw a spoon at the cafeteria manager. You know, any number of things, a lack of sleep, not having your medications and you were imbalanced could explain these things. And we'll save it for Rudy. We'll keep our powder dry here. But, it's an amazing commentary on society, and Laser has helped shed a light on that. And the last I'll say about it, until we talk about it with Rudy Davis on the show this coming Wednesday, is political prisoners, as Rudy says, the ones on his website are, and Laser is one of the ones on his website, political prisoners are particularly troubling to the powers that be because they're knowledgeable and they're principled, and they're not just another criminal. They're people that are smart, and they're people that are aware. And I think that what happens is they don't want to let them out because they fear their activism once they get out, is one thing I thought of. And we'll ask Rudy that on Wednesday, but it's a good ongoing topic. All these different political prisoners, PF Laser, we just learned his parole was denied. He said it was like an inquisition type thing. And by the way, this coming Wednesday, when we talk to Rudy, he has a video clip that he was able to obtain of Laser, and that's through some special arrangement for the prison. That's something that I haven't had a chance to try yet. I just got the forms for it if I wanted to do my own video of Laser, and I haven't filled those forms out quite yet. I just received them. But anyway, we should be having a video, at least a short clip, of PF Laser this coming Wednesday, along with the guest, Rudy Davis, who runs two websites. IHateTheFBI.com is one of them. And then there's an adjoining website that's kind of a prison ministry type thing, and it lists all these political prisoners, Ed and Elaine Brown, PF Laser, and a number of others. So lots to learn there starting this coming Wednesday on Stop the Presses, 2 p.m. Central. Anyway, moving on in this first section, today's kind of an open book. There's lots of miscellany to discuss. We'll talk a little bit more in a few minutes, Ron, about the still available video footage from last year's Constitutional Sheriff's Conference in the Woodlands near Houston that you and I exclusively videotaped. You did all the grunt work, of course. I just stood there and looked pretty, but hey, I did a good job. I did a few interviews. You got to give me a little credit.
Absolutely.
Yes, I partook of the food and mingled and whatnot. But I'm going to go, I know I'm able to do some share screens now. I'm going to go to something off the RBN site itself. And there's something to keep an eye on here. And I'm going to go, bear with me as I go to this. That should be visible.
I see it.
Yes, very good. This is off the RBN site itself. This article relates to something else I read. So this is at republicbroadcasting.org. Of course, I urge listeners live and on the archive to not forget about RBN's site. It's more than just a place to listen live and pick up the archive shows of whatever show you want to hear. And, of course, it tells you how to call and all this and how to send donations. Very important right now in the wake of last November's passing of RBN founder John Stadtmiller. But the news stream, the slideshow of the different headlines on RBN is outstanding. It's really among the best I've ever seen on Patriot websites. And this particular article here, vaccines not durable, Omicron might turn COVID-19 endemic, Bill Gates. Now, why is this important? What I read on henrymacow.com, Henry Macow being M-A-K-O-W, he's a Canadian writer from Manitoba and a pretty popular blogger in his own right. And this is what's interesting, Ron, and tell me if you've heard this. It's going to take a second to unwind this, but I'll read the headline again as I'm showing it for those that look at the live stream video, which are archived just like the audio stream. Audios, of course, are archived here at republicbroadcasting.org. The audio of each show, including mine, of course, and the video component are shown live and archived once again. livestream.com/Ron Avery/stop presses, but I'm showing this on the screen and describing it for audio only listeners. Vaccines, again, I'm reading it, vaccines not durable, Omicron might turn COVID-19 endemic, colon Bill Gates. Bill Gates is saying this. Now, what this involves, Ron, generally speaking, and what was on Macow's website, is that just as of late, and I haven't personally seen a lot of this, but it looked to be pretty legit on that website. Just as of late, some even mainstream mass media cartel stations have begun toning down a little bit on the fright peddling on COVID. Not enough, and the local affiliates are still the worst here in South Texas. It's still awful. Vaccines are the greatest thing here. Vaccines are the greatest thing there. Better than sliced bread, better than your mother's apple pie, you name it. But in some venues, there's been a toning down of the fright peddling. And I'm going down here and I'm showing about the middle of this story that's posted on the RBN website. And it says here, I'll enlarge it a little more for video viewers. Recently, a notable international health charity called for treating COVID-19, quote, like the common cold, end quote. Dr. Mike Tiddlesley, a University of Warwick professor, that's the UK, has forecast COVID-19 evolving to become less severe and endemic. He said the Omicron variant is the beginning of that process, and Gates has seconded that perspective.
Hmm.
And there's a quote here that's apparently attributed to the doctor, quote, and I'm showing it on the screen, once Omicron goes through a country, then the rest of the year should see far fewer cases, so COVID can be treated more like seasonal flu, he said, while recommending yearly COVID shots that would be needed for some time. What I read, Ron, and of course listeners, on the Macow site, is that some believe this is a tactic. If you look at the COVIDocracy and the World Economic Forum, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and other big players, if you look at it like a tyrannical infringement or invasion, you might say, of our psyche, trying to overturn what little remained of our constitutional rights, and you name it. If you look at it from kind of a military perspective, the speculation, which was fairly convincing on the Macow site, is that It's not as much of a change of course as it might sound on the part of the tyrants here that are just pushing COVID to overturn our medical rights, to overturn our constitutional rights, and to bring about some sort of unwanted great reset. So this sounds like they're kind of seeing the light, you know, treat it like the common cold and whatnot, and it's going to become less severe and endemic. Now, endemic, in epidemiology, an infection is said to be endemic in a population when that infection is constantly maintained at a baseline level in a geographical area without external inputs. For example, chickenpox is endemic in the United Kingdom, but malaria is not. So in other words, COVID-19 is evolving and becoming less severe and endemic, more limited, that means. The Omicron variant is the beginning of that process. But what it said on the Macow site, and it's been changed already, I didn't get a chance to save it, was that this could very well be a tactic that is called basically reinforcement. In other words, those that have been pushing the COVID-19 thing to the hill have, you might say, taken a lot of territory and raised their flag in a lot of areas where they believe they've conquered or at least subdued society, and they realize that a lot of people are waking up. So through reinforcement, what they do is they slow down a little bit and they reinforce whatever gains they've already gotten, and they kind of wait it out and they tone down the rhetoric a little bit so people become more complacent. And so getting boosters and getting vaccines, maybe they won't get everybody jabbed, but at least for them, all of this will become routine. The profits will keep flowing, and then they can lick their wounds and contemplate their next move. Ron, what do you think of that possibility?
Yeah, I think that's very likely, because I actually don't think that the whole cooperation COVID-19 has a lot to do with the virus. I think it has to do with conditioning people that they have to do what certain professionals say, who have been ordained by the government to make scientific decisions for the entire world, to do what they say or else. That this is a new way of looking at society and controlling of society. Science and scientists shall rule the planet, and they somehow have a right and authority to tell the rest of us what we must do to enter society, or else we are on the outside of society. And so I think that's really what the whole thing is about. Of course, they've got a lot of other things attached to it, like the digital currency they want to institute, and then how that all works with maybe your implants they may have to do to regulate all your medical history with this stuff. I think they're planning a whole lot of stuff around this injection business. They're conditioning everybody that you don't take just one shot. You take this regimen of shots. And then how are you going to keep control of all this or maintain this? It's not just going to be paperwork. I think they're going to get around to mandating that you have this chip installed too.
Yeah, so in other words, they can afford... Looking at it, and admittedly, what I'm saying is not absolutely granted hard fact, but it's a very plausible explanation for what looks like a toning down of the pro-COVID rhetoric. They can afford, given all the variables, given all the things they want to do. That would be one way to look at it, right? They can afford to lay back in some areas so they can advance in others.
Yes, I agree.
And yeah, it goes on to...
just don't want to push too hard to push people off of it. They don't want a revolution. They want a bunch of people that line up like sheep and continue to get the shot.
Indeed. Anyway, yeah, I think that's a plausible way of looking at it. I'll bring this forth again. This is something I just read, and I failed to save it because I was working on some other stuff. And there's one more quote here before we get to the first break. Once Omicron goes through a country, then the rest of the year. And there it is.
Gotta go. Yeah.
We'll be back with more on this and other stuff. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Segment of Stop the Presses. It's the 17th of January, 2022, and I've been talking in the last few minutes about a posting on the RBN website, and we're showing a video simulcast of this show today, livestream.com/Ron Avery/Stop the Presses, as is usually the case. And there was one more quote I didn't quite get in from this article we're looking at on the screen, describing it for audio listeners. It says, "Once Omicron goes through a country, then the rest of the year should see far fewer cases, so COVID can be treated more like seasonal flu," Dr. Mike Tittlesley, University of Warwick, said, while recommending, get this here, Ron, while recommending yearly COVID-19 shots that would be needed for some time. You see, they want the shots to become just routine, like the flu shot, the regular flu shot, and I think, again, what's on Macko's site, what was on there recently, I'll get a hold of Henry and get that article and get it posted even on the RBN site as well as on the archive for today's show. I want to find that. I'll get a hold of him right away. But it sounds to me like they're kind of settling in. They don't want to take too many more pieces of real estate. If you look at it like a military model, they're going to slow down a little. There's a lot of resistance. They don't want to lose what they've already gotten, and they've got other things they want to get out of this. I know the World Economic Forum's annual big powwow over in eastern Switzerland is happening any day now. It may be even starting right about now, but certainly it's every January, mid or latter January in Davos. So that's going to be something to keep a very close eye on, too, due to their big honcho, Klaus Schwab, being kind of at the apex of this propagandistic push for a new normal, a great reset, not of our choosing. So, enough said on that particular article. Again, check out RBN's news site. It's really a great source in and of itself. at republicbroadcasting.org. This is one of many very interesting articles. And I'll show after the break, I'll show a little bit of upcoming attractions for Rudy Davis's appearance on this show this coming Wednesday. We'll take just a quick glance at his site if I get time. Sometimes I want to get this out there too. Sometimes I say we're going to see this video clip or we're going to look at this and look at that, but then we get callers and I can't get around to it all. So that's another thing.
Well, you want to take Mike from Kentucky now?
I was looking at that. I was just aware that we got another call. And here we go. Yes, we can take that now, and we can always hold him over till after the bottom of the hour. Mike from Kentucky, go right ahead if you're there.
Oh, I'm trying to go to a better phone here. I got caught by surprise. I was told I'd be on after the break here. I also have to hit mute on this TV. I'm listening to you guys on.
Yeah, didn't mean to do a switcheroo on you, but yeah, we can hold
okay.
you past.
Okay, you caught me by surprise. I heard it coming. I tried to get back to my main phone here. So sound quality is better. But anyway, yeah, you brought up these guys seem to be, there's like a paradigm shift with Bill Gates and some ex-directors of health entities there in England, like the ex-head of the vaccine task force is trying to say end the mass jabs and live with COVID and needs to be treated more like a average flu. That's Dr. Clive Dix. And so the thing that I get, I don't know if you've ever heard of something called the Fermi paradox.
Sounds familiar. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, it's an attempt to explain why in the vastness of the universe, with however old it might be, and in my course of my short life, I've heard estimates range from crazy amounts like 24 billion years old down to 11.5 billion years old. Where's all the space aliens? And the Fermi paradox tries to deal with it by saying societies might get advanced enough that they accidentally kill themselves off. And so with this rabbinical prophecy that a lot of people, especially here on RBN, don't believe and have good, you know, some evidence for and arguments for, that there wasn't 6 million that were killed in World War II, but there certainly could be 6 million killed in Israel now, and it's the most vaccinated country in the world. If it's true that these vaccines are causing right-side heart failure, which takes 3 to 5 years or something like that to kill people off if it goes untreated, how many people in the world are their days are really numbered, you know? And it kind of reminds me of the end of Hunt for Red October when the attack submarine said, "You idiot, you've killed us," because they took off all the safety measures on the torpedo. But in the previous show, they were talking about how America does not have a Samson option like Israel has. Israel supposedly has rumored to have a Samson option. In other words, they'll destroy everything if they can't get their way.
Right.
America does have a Samson option, and it's about 90 Fukushima sites with I don't know how many times the fuel sitting around. That'd be 288,000 tons.
Yeah, hold that thought. We got the ads, and we'll hold you over a little bit. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back here on Stop the Press. Stay tuned.
Talk, a simple smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Second half of Stop the Presses, 17 January 2022. And we've got a couple more callers, but we're still talking to Mike from Kentucky. Go right ahead, Mike. I know you want to finish your train of thought.
Well, I didn't mean to provoke everybody to derail your show here, but this idea that this thing could have been completely went sideways on him is, I think, it's hard to wonder what the heck happened out of that lab in South Africa there, where they apparently used mice to incubate this Omicron, which it doesn't make sense that this thing could spread that fast unless you had operatives flying out, you know, going to airports and bus stations and subway stations and a further, you know, spraying this out as like a flu mist shot. But it's an effect that's short-circuited the whole, you know, Operation Warp Speed and stuff, because it's going to confer, just like SARS, there are some people 20 years later that still have long-term immunity to SARS, the original severe acute respiratory syndrome, from what I've heard and read. So the problem, you know, becomes what does this spike protein shot actually cause besides the blood clots? And could it end up being coming back to bite a lot of these people on the butt, you know, that actually didn't get the saline placebo for the camera? Anyway, I'll let you go. There was more, but you got a lot of stuff going on, so I'll talk to you later.
I appreciate your input, Mike. Right, it's always welcome. Bye. Yeah, I'll just note my thought, this Omicron thing with its ridiculous-sounding name is a relatively new kid on the block. If I were to make a protest sign right now and walk out to the curb and hold it outside a vaccine clinic or a testing center, I would probably word it, Omicron is code vaccine side effects. So they've got all these so-called variants, but it really stands to reason, and I think we're going to learn in the end that what they really are just the effects of the vaccines themselves, and they have to give them a name so as to shift the blame away from these mRNA jabs. Well, two out of the three main ones are mRNA, and there's another company or two that wants to get in on the vax racket, Ron. I don't have the names in front of me, but there's more companies coming up saying, we want to make a vaccine too, we want to make a vaccine too. And so, boy, talk about no thanks. The words no thank you take on a whole new meaning. And anyway, moving on, a couple more callers are in the queue. Pat from Texas, go right ahead.
Hi, Mark. I wanted to ask you a question about your guest, talking about Nancy Rudy. Is that political prison in Kentucky?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know about that kind of connection. He's got a website that lists different political prisoners that are in various penitentiaries around the country. I believe they're all American. I don't think any of them are outside the U.S. I'll have to double check that. But he's an activist from the Dallas area that is trying to free these people and get them paroled. And we're going to talk about that Wednesday.
I had a friend put in a political prison in Lexington, Kentucky, and there was a federal medical center there that was designated a federal prison by a guy named Pettit, Democrat. But she had to get her own way there. I mean, it was a low security, you know, but she said, you know, this is the best place that ever happened to me. I feel like I've been thrown in the briar patch. She said, there's so many people here like me. I can do a lot, convince them to become a Christian. I just thought I'd say that because I might not get to say it Wednesday. So it isn't important, but I just thought I'd throw that in for Wednesday curiosity. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Pat. And we have another caller, Ken from New York. Go right ahead.
Yes, are either one of you familiar with a declaratory judgment suit?
You mean in general?
Yeah.
The
reason... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I am somewhat. I've looked at some mortgage foreclosure and different lawsuits like that. Go ahead.
Basically, from what I understand, the subject is pretty much open. And, for example... with these people that are having their sentences increased outside of the judicial system, I think if you just went in front of a judge and you asked the judge, did I have the right to do this? And he says no, which I think any sane judge would be miffed at the idea that, you know, somebody less than a judge would be doing such things.
Yes.
The warden would now be in violation of a judge's order.
That's correct. What P.F. Lazer, just real quick, what P.F. Lazer in California, the one who had his parole turned down January 12th, I believe it was, what he told me was that in California, and it's probably been done through the legislature, they've cut the parole board. It's actually called the parole board hearings board, the hearing... The Board of Parole, gosh darn it, the Board of Parole Hearings, I believe that's the formal name. Forgive my not getting that quite right. The Board of Parole Hearings, I'll correct that Wednesday if that's not right. They've been cut way too much slack and given way too much discretion. And wouldn't you know it would happen in California, the land of mega corruption, especially under Gruesom Newsom. But it is outrageous.
And the other question I would have for Ron is does this type of suit exist in the federal as well as the state or the lower courts?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. The two types of what in the lower court?
The declaratory judgment suit, does it also exist in the federal?
I still didn't understand the question. Can you tell me what
he's asking, Ron? Do declaratory judgment lawsuits exist at both the federal and state levels? He's wondering whether you know.
Oh, declaratory judgments. Well,
yeah.
Those I think can exist at both state and federal courts, but they have little to do with individuals. Individuals can generally not file for declaratory judgments. Those usually are intergovernmental things that one section of government wants to find out what it can do or cannot do, and files for instead of damages and that kind of thing, they file for declaratory judgment.
Oh, that is the federal version, or do you think it's both?
I think the government can do that at any state or federal sections of the government. Yes, either one.
Yeah, I was under the impression that a person could file one, because I also heard that what will typically happen, maybe this happens with a personal trying to do it, is that the prosecutor will say that there's failure to state a claim when in fact there is no claim.
I'm having difficulty understanding the phone line, but
I'm sorry.
Basically, what I wanted to say real quickly was that the courts generally, I think I've heard one time where somebody pulled off a declaratory judgment, but it's my knowledge of it is that the citizen cannot do that on their own, because the courts want to know what your damages are, and you're not asking for damages in a declaratory judgment.
Okay, but you would be if you were the person that was in prison, for example. All right, I won't belabor it any further. I was just trying to find out if...
Let me tell you what, Ken.
What I'll do is I'll find more out about that from Rudy before this Wednesday comes, just to tie that loose end. I like to tie loose ends and not leave these things hanging. Ron's been in the courts of public opinion, in the courts themselves much more than me, so at least he can give these general overviews, but we don't need to go on too much about it.
Yeah, sure, one more little short thing. That is, if they did allow citizens to file lawsuits for declaratory judgments only, the courts would absolutely be overflowing, because no one would have to prove any damages. If you just wondered about something, I wonder if that's lawful or not. Can you imagine how many lawsuits there would be from people wondering whether that's lawful or not?
I'm not sure that would be totally a bad thing.
Well, if you wanted to stop the judicial system in its tracks, you would do that. You would allow that.
I mean, I suppose they could dismiss them. Can I make a suggestion? I don't know if you two guys are in a position or not, but there are always openings on the Intel report where you could have plenty of time to do clips and callers. Just a thought.
The Intel report. Okay, what is that?
John Stadtmiller's show.
Oh, the National Intel Report, Stadtmiller's show. Yeah, I used to do that show for him once in a while. Yeah, we'll look at that. We appreciate that. There are probably generally more listeners there that time of day. They've been habituated to listening to John all those years. But thanks for the call, Ken. And I will look at that. I'm going to ask about that because, like I say, I don't like loose ends. But anyway.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. This coming Wednesday, again, Rudy Davis will be on here, a activist trying to free political prisoners. Yes, there are political prisoners, he believes, in the United States. It's not just something in China or Russia or some other traditional tyranny, you might say. The U.S. is still, as far as can be determined, it still has the most people in prison per capita of any nation in the world, and sometimes in raw numbers, depending on the categories. And We will see. We will see. But things are pretty open sailing from this point onward. Ron, let's, while there's still time, let's go do another reminder about mixnstream.com. Of course, M-I-X, the letter N, like Nancy, stream.com, where there's still a marquee for the video you made just about a year ago of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We don't just need a free media, and we don't just need to get rid of the mass media cartel. We need a plethora of constitutional sheriffs to protect and enforce liberty for a change rather than tyranny. And there's still just hours and hours of top quality footage of that conference. Go over that real quick, Ron, if you would.
Yeah, that's well, you just go to Mix and Stream, M-I-X, N like a Nancy, stream.com, and get on the right-hand column and scroll down to, I think they call it the Last Hope, conference, Last Hope Conference, Sheriffs of the Last Hope, and it's put on by Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. But anyway, that's where you can do it. It does cost $45 to watch all that. Half of it goes to Mix and Stream, that's us. The other half goes to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So you'd be helping both groups by watching that show.
Yeah, there's still a bit over a month, a little over a month to do it. You can watch the hours and hours, several hours of about 20 speakers. You can watch it all you want. You know, invite friends over to look at it if you want. Encourage them. It's a way to support what we do in the media and support a good police officers association. We need to boost our media like never before. This is the time. This is the place. It's not going to be later. It's right now to push back on the mass media cartel, push them back on their heels. They're very vulnerable right now. There's been tremendous losses of readerships of the big newspapers and viewerships of the big stations, the big box stations. They're much more vulnerable than they care to appear. And so if we boost our funds and we boost our listenership, you tell more people about RBN, not that it's just a good place to listen to radio, although that's the main thing, but it's also a great news site in its own right, as I showed earlier today. This is what it's all about, is to wean your friends, your coworkers, everybody, wean them off this mass media heroin. Get them off this cartel. Get them away from this stuff. Sometimes you got to turn off the TV altogether, but at least turn off the news.
Hey, Mark, a good way to do that is to get bumper stickers that advertise our show.
That's right.
You can go to RBN and go to Mark Anderson's home page, his profile page, and you can order them directly from there. Or you can go to my home page or profile page and get the sticker for my show, and yours has a sticker for your show. And you stick it, you know, people that see your car, that's a lot of advertising, and it's basically free. And you just stick the thing on your bumper, and people see it.
That's right. And if there's those out there that would like to finance billboards along major thoroughfares, please give RBN a call or any other kind of donations. John Stattmiller would have wanted it no other way. And yes, exactly. You go to show schedules, and if you scroll down to either Stop the Presses or Ron's show, which is Tuesdays, Thursdays, the Search for Lawful Government, and you click on either of our bios, both of them, of course, preferably, you'll see where there's the stickers tailored to each of our shows, but they promote RBN too, of course. And that's what people need to see. We can talk all day, every day about these issues, but we need more eyeballs and ears reading and hearing what we're doing and what other RBN hosts are doing. It has to happen. We have to make it happen. It's not up to somebody else. It's up to us. It could not be more important. It could not be more timely. So all those cheap, shameless plugs aside, Ron, we got a little less than 10 minutes. But yes, as I reflect on what we were talking about earlier, and I'll mention what's coming up this coming Wednesday one more time, but what we all have to look at now, and callers that call this show and other shows on RBN can be very aware of this, what is this apparent, at least partial, paradigm shift, this slowing down, this toning down of the rabid COVID rhetoric that's been eating us alive economically, socially, culturally, politically, you name it? What is this toning down that we're seeing? You know, oh, it's going to be, just treat it like the regular flu. Well, maybe you don't necessarily have to get the shot, but there's, I think they're just trying to make the whole COVIDocracy culture now, it seems to me, Ron, and time will bear this out, they're trying to make it a permanent fixture, something we can just be comfortable with. If they push too hard, they'll lose a lot of the territory they've already gained through what so far has been a almost military-like conquest of Western countries and much of the world. We're not vanquished, and we're not necessarily totally conquered, but they have tried to conquer our psyches and our souls and our minds here with this this onslaught. So it seems they're trying to normalize it, make it a standard fixture of daily life. Get your variant shot, get your regular shot. Well, maybe things aren't so bad, but as you say, Ron, we also would have to look out for other parts of the project, especially solidifying the COVID passports and things like that, where travel is more restricted. And then, of course, there's the slow boil, the eventual outcome of all the jabs that have been given so far. What will those ultimate health effects be? Not all of them will be immediate myocarditis or immediate extreme pain or shortness of breath or cardiac arrest, although that's been seen. You go to openvaers.com, openvaers.com, and there's the, of course, current postings of all these strongly suspected deaths and extreme side effects directly related to the COVID jabs, not the variants. Again, my opinion is the variants are largely, if not completely, just cover or code for the effects of the vaccines themselves. What better way to shield that and keep the money flowing for Pfizer and others? I am told we may have another caller. That one got past me a little bit. There's always a lot to cover here in the time we have. We have Fred from Michigan. Let's get that call in while we can. Go right ahead, Fred.
All right. So lawful government. There's a fellow that was interviewed to go by Stuart Howell Saturday night. Kirk's Law Corner. You guys ought to interview him sometime. Speaking of lawful government, kirkslawcorner.com. I would have to say he's a master of lawful government, and he instructs people on a weekly basis how to function in their own local venue by implementing lawful process.
Please make sure that you share that website with the board ops so they can send it to me so I get the spelling right.
I'll do that. So Julie, pick me up. But Mark, American Free Press is a perfect forum for someone like this guy and Ron McDonald. Ron McDonald is a treasure trove of liberatingly empowering knowledge relative to statutory process. And one of the things he elucidated a week ago, and I think he'll be on again tonight, so Ken in New York, you ought to call into the National Intel in the first hour and get your query posted in the first hour, so it won't be it won't be ignored or whatever. But he elucidated the writ of mandamus relative to his daughter being denied access to sounds like maybe a Montessori school there in California. And by presenting this to the superintendent, that that entity would have to come to court and tell the judge why it was denying Ron's daughter equal access to education, because it was all based on what the superintendent said was their policy. Ron said, well, it's not a legislative act mandate, statutory code, law, or policy. It's your own. So you're denying equal access. Well, anyway, the writ of mandamus apparently has some significant effects. And I think, Ron, or Mark, that the American Free Press would be an ideal forum for people like Ron McDonald, Kirk's Law Corner. And Roger Sales, too. Roger Sales could be a contributor. That would really take American Free Press to a new level of competence and intellectual scholarship and empowerment, man. It's all about liberatingly empowering the American people, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. The thing that the mass media cartel and their corporate and think tank and you know, ruling class confreres have taken away from us is power. We've been disempowered. To get into the courts and get anywhere is virtually impossible, as Ron learned with a libel suit that he dealt with the Houston Chronicle a few years back. But yeah, I appreciate that. That Kirk's Law Corner, how do you spell Sales' last name?
You know, he was interviewed. I think he's going to be on tomorrow and Wednesday of whoever the host will be. Farron was normally Tuesday, but Farron said that someone else is taking over. So I think it's Tom. So Tom will be interviewing Roger Tuesday and Wednesday, National Intel. S-A-Y-L-E-S, I think it is.
Okay, so that's fine. I'll look that up. I'll share some of that with the board ops, and they'll send it to me. And I want to thank all the callers today for calling in. I'll look at it with regards to RBN and American Free Press. We're fine, Ron. And I want to thank, again, the callers for calling. This coming Wednesday, Rudy Davis with some really good websites and information on political prisoners in the U.S. and some insights into the FBI. What is its real function? Arresting political dissent seems to be the main one. We'll delve into that with Rudy Davis this coming Wednesday. He's out of Dallas. And that'll give us an update on PF Laser. So we'll see you then here on RBN. Stay tuned for the next show here. And tune in to Ron's show Tuesdays to Thursdays to search for lawful government. Same time, 2 Central. Everybody have a great day.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.